Definitely, you have been put in. So there is God controlling all creation. You are all His children of God. This fate is awaiting each one of you. There is no godlessness now, you see. With the grace of God, this is being proved now. You testify to them. You have seen out your own self, is it not? So be definite, there is a world beyond and a spiritual world beyond, you see. In man body only you can have that privilege, no other. So when you come in touch with that light within you and hear the sound also, your life is changed. You become the place of virtues, of all virtues. This diary is meant only to enable you to start. When you cut a tree, take out the branches first, cut out the branches first. It is easier to cut the stem. The stem is ego. And you hear the sound when after rising above body consciousness, naturally the whole thing is cut down. So, you see, this is all scripture, but they say they are true. For want of practical people, men are being led away by outward propaganda. Be on the God, please. But one thing I may tell you, those who have been put on the way and they do not do full justice to the work, they will be words are very strong, I don't like to say. Those who have been put on the way and not do honestly the time devoted to that and accurately as they are wanted to, that will prove that the science is wrong. The whole sin lies on your burden, mind that. People may see you, see what change you have got in your life. That's very important. Some revolution has to take place, spiritual revolution, not of the body, mind that, it is of the spirit, of the evil of entities we have got against, which lead us away from God. There is God. And we, with the grace of God, we can have a glimpse of that. And that is in man body only that you can have, and no other body. Fortunately, you have got the man body. That is why all masters who came in the past, you see, you know, they are telling you from the house, as sufficiently as possible, that time and tide waits for no man, you must hurry up. So Master say, when look here, it is your time to awake. Aveda say, awake, arise, and stop not until the goal is reached. Awakening what? We have been asleep. Awake outside. Awaken outside. You will be dark outside. Sleep outside then. We can awake within. Gita says, the saints of God sleep during the day and awake at the night. That does not mean they don't do any work during the day, you see. They are there, those who see may be blind, as Christ said. Their attention always limited to certain point of view within them. While working, they use that outward view faculty. But at night they have nothing to do, full time in touch with God. So, Master say, when you hear it is the high time, you have got the man body, it is the time of your awakening. You have been asleep ever since you separated from God. And you have been awakened, you would have been a different angle of being altogether. So, what does it profit a man if he gains the possessions of the whole world and loses one's own soul? So, naturally, time and tide waits for no man. Every day, every hour, every minute, every second, it shortens your days to be in this man body. And naturally, say, if we do that, what will we get? The God within us? The blind will get eyes, the deaf will have ears. Though there are no legs, they will run on the mountains. These are expressions to you how you can rise above body consciousness. The time has come, you see, in which this truth of the all masters in the past is to be proved by example. So this is a high time while we are young, I tell you. Some people say we'll do it when we grow old, when such and such work is finished, we are free. This work will go on increasing day by day till the last birth. Those who wait only for the old age, who knows you will reach to that old age or not. Even if you reach old age, your life, present life is not righteous, you won't have eyesight, you won't hear. You will just help us, dependent on others. How can you do anything? The Master say, so long as you got black hairs, that is, you are young, you are fit physically, you can do something, fit for some time, those are fortunate. Old age, very few really can do, whose life has been pure and righteous. So it is high time for the younger to hurry up, reach your destination and then go on. They do not say they don't leave the world and go, leave hearts and homes and go to the wilderness. No, not that. I told you, hot battle of life. Those who have been brought in contact with you as reactions of the past, those should be respected, pay up debts, because God has united you. And after winding up all your affairs, take steps back home. So Master says that, look here, God is all wisdom, as I told you last night. That wisdom is innate in our souls. Why don't you use the wisdom you have got? Or take it from the one far sight. After all, you can leave your body. And in man body alone, you can go into the beyond. Travel into the beyond, reach back the home of your father. What have you done? We are very worldly wise in the worldly affairs too, but stop blind in the way of our spiritual attempt. So all masters say, awake, O man. See, from amongst you, somebody is leaving you. You've seen men going, is it not? You must have been to cremation place or the burial place. Some today, other day, everybody, somebody carrying somebody whom the soul has left. And our day is also approaching. Every day, every hour, every minute, every second brings us closer to the great final change, which is called death. Death is no longer, it is a change. We must be ready for change. With the grace of the Master, if we know how to rise above body consciousness, and by regular practice at your will and prayer, then death is a prayer, no bugbear. You say, very strange now, you have all wisdom, you have not even made preparation to go to the other world. What to speak of really rising above body since reaching the world of God. Don't while away time in your madness of the world. Right use of everything is good. Overuse of everything is bad. The Master says, just see, awake. All Master says, you see. We are awake outside, spiritually asleep, because our whole attention is absorbed in the outside world. Never thought for a moment who we are, what we are, how far this body will continue. After all, each one has to leave the body, and we also have to leave. How that will stand? If we have just spent our time in the madness of the world, amassing all things, the body won't go with you. How can you expect other things which have come in your contact of your body, they will go with you. Angle of vision will change. Mind that one thing, outer others' lectures or talks won't help you. Simply they will give you guidance. Unless you begin to lecture to your own self. You know these things, you go away, then all the time you look here, this is to be done. Don't try to reform others. First reform your own self first. You say something with your practical life behind it that will carry effect. If there's no practical life behind it, you simply go on saying, do this, do this, those will never carry an effect. So God has given you 2 ears, 1 mouth to speak. We speak too much. What we hear, we don't digest and live up to them. I think each one has got wonderful information on this subject through scriptures, through hearing talks. But the point is how much you have digested, you see. Tree is known by the fruit it bears. With all your efforts, what fruit you have brought out? Do you see that? Have you been able to have a beatific vision of one? Maybe the lowest, that light is covered by so many covers, vehicle. At least one if you have started, then further they hope to go up. Why not leave? Shake off all sheets and have that all glorious light. And this is man timing if you can do more or less. Huh? Master, don't touch your outer forms, the labor of which you are carrying. Blessed you are. But live up to what the scriptures say, what all masters said. 2 things are required: ethical life, a stepping stone to spirituality, and to know God. This helping feature. So this is not something you have to do for anybody else. This is your truly speaking your own work. Nobody will have to do this for you. Master will help you, give you a boost, that's right. They'll help you to usher you into the beyond. But Master can bring horses to the water, not make the horses drink water. They also sometimes force you. This is only forcing you to do it. So they will preach only when his teacher is pleased, only when the students are going on as wishes. So my wishes are all with you in this world of propaganda. You see, men are being led astray. This is 2 things you have got. Live up to them, prove that there is something, not by words, but by life. So meditation, you see, is way back to God. put a note on as much as time you can snatch away from your busy life. It is your own work. You are not doing any obligation to anybody else. Who tells you to do that, to have a true living and come remain in contact with God? He is your true friend and also helps you there too. So mass will come for all the world over. They are not the monopoly of any sect or any country or any religion. The sun rises and gives light to all the world over. So this is it. God's grace working through the masters from time to time to bring you back as the time requires. When Christ came, you see, what happened, you know? He was put to the cross, as he showed. And what did he tell his disciples? What you heard in the ears, speak from the housetops. With this right understanding is given to the people, there will be peace in the world. Those who have got some inkling of this right understanding, they should broadcast, I say, times have changed. But at the same time, they should live up to them, not only mere words. So God will help you, God helps those. You take a step this side, He will come to help you. 100 steps forward.
Could you comment on mental illness? What to do? What kind of a doctor?
What can I
say? For mental illness.
Mental illness.
Yeah,
what to do?
Mental illness.
The cause should be removed. Worry kills a man. And then have some such like medicine which are pacifying. And doctor will advise you on the point. Worry should be avoided. The cause which has resulted into that. That's a big one. Another thing, pacifying of medicine will be very doubtful.
Next question. What exercises do you prefer, hatha yoga or calisthenics, and why? Could you say something about yoga exercises?
Hatha yoga exercises help us to make our body fit. To take some exercises will go to help your health is all right. But all hatha yoga practice should not continue. Only that much which goes to help you, make your health better, strong. Because, you see, in all sometimes breathing, if the habit becomes to breathe, then our own way will be affected. If it does not affect your yoga practices or that, they involve breathing and breathing becomes habit, and that will affect your yoga, your body.
This is the question that's asked a great many times, Master, why did we break away from the fifth plane?
It is the will of God, you see. Why we were sent to the world? Why He created the world? It was His will and pleasure. Why you further give birth to children?
What is it indication of when faces other than Master's appear in meditation? The faces that you do not know.
Repeat the five God names. If they stand before the five names, that's all right. If they are negative and belong to the lower planes of excess, then they will go away.
How can we overcome worry and depression?
Worry is no remedy. Depresses us out of worry or disappointment. So do your best and leave the rest to God over it, and that's all you can do.
When listening to the sound, how can one avoid following the sound to its source? The attention outside also follows the sound to its source.
I think you people have not followed exactly what was meant. Well, I told if any sound is heard at a distance, you follow it, that will become faint. It is already faint. Further little faint will come and die out. Don't leave your seat of soul at the body. While sitting here, you hear what comes from the right. Then that will follow you and won't be, don't die out. This is what I meant.
With Master's grace, I will be initiated Sunday. I have 4 children. May I serve them eggs or not? We have been naturalists for 10 years.
Naturalist means they do take eggs? What is the argument? Eggs do not form part of raw food. Then? Now the question remains, if you prefer eggs are no good, why don't you make your children also to be on the way that you have chosen? That will be such a show that cancer disease is a result of taking too much eggs, too many eggs.
What was the result?
Taking of eggs results in cancer. The disease is growing more and more. That is it. Cause due to that, what you came to know in India.
Can we overcome past karmic impressions?
Karmic reactions, which are in fruit, you cannot. But you just have a strong boots on to save you from the pinching effects of the thorns. For this man has to die, he will die, he must die. So karmic reactions of the past, which are in fruit, they cannot be stopped. But you can have such a position that they won't pinch you.
In Sarbakan, we are told we must neither praise nor condemn in order to maintain complete detachment. If, however, someone does something kind or loving for you, is it not appreciate as well as desirable, appropriate as well as desirable to show appreciation, which is an aspect of love?
If you are in love with somebody, he has got something, got value, good work, you can appreciate, all right, and take lessons that you should also do likewise. If there's something wrong with somebody and you've got love for him, then don't broadcast, you rightfully tell him, dear friend, this is no good. Don't be the unpaid prick, servants of the idea of God, you see. What you do when you think such and such God, such and such, they go on broadcasting this thing. The result becomes what you, as you think, so you become. It so happened, missionaries went to Japan first to preach. They preached one commandment of Moses, thou shalt not strike a woman. And the people were astonished. Do the people beat the woman in your country? The result was, after years preaching, they began to strike the woman. This negative effect. What is no good, tell them privately, out of love, which is no good. Now always thinking such and such, that reaction on yourself.
Can a soul distinguish between present karmic debts and actions that create new karma?
No, that create, or why is the present karmic reaction coming up at present. That can be done when? When you rise above astral body to the causal plane, then you know what is the cause of all these present reactions, not before.
Is it all right to eat cheese with rennet, or is it a spiritual hindrance?
Those who are thinking that that contains that thing, don't take it. Prepare your own flesh cheese daily. Yes.
And those who are doubtful in eating cheese which has rennet, they could avoid it, or they could make their own.
No, flesh cheese is always better. No doubt.
They can make at their home, they can have a milk, pour a little lemon, it is separate, and that's the cheese for you. Very cheap.
You can carry on a business.
I get this request no matter where I stand. And the only thing I can tell you people is that I am not invisible. And if you wish to see Master more clearly, there's a lot of seats back there. And I'll be glad to wait while you move.
And those who can't see, they're going to come down here. They're going to come down here. Those who can't see.
You stay down here.
No, that would be worse. I'll block you from more of them, man. I'd love to, but... How may we love all things without developing attachment?
If you love somebody for the sake of somebody, not for your own selfish thing. Suppose you love father, and the child comes, you love him for the sake of his father. If you love God, God resides in every heart. If you love that man for the sake of God, then there's no attachment.
How much free will does man have?
We are in man body, you see. All other bodies, we are bound. We are not free to act. In man body, we are bound to certain extent and limit within certain limits. When the railway line is laid down, train will run on that very line. Further, it is free will where which you want to lay down this line. So we are free within certain limits in man body. You can direct your way back to God. Of course, we are affected by the reactions of the past. The ten of mind is like that. And that ten of mind can be modified, renewed, regenerated by a company of the saints or by, what you say, by discrimination. What should be done? That will be placed before you.
Is it helpful or better for an initiate to live the life of a householder, or can he progress just as well and remain single all through his life?
Look to your own self first. Can you live all alone? First thing I will tell you, a man coming out of a tavern while reading the Bible, what do people think of you? One thing. The other to say you can live all alone without any higher contact within, that you cannot. If you go on doing under secret, under cover, so many things, that is wrong. If you can live up, quiet, chaste, without any help of anybody, all right, you are welcome, I will wash your feet. Say things, something else, doing something else. I've seen many heads of the religion, you see, I found otherwise. To remain in the worldly life, stick to one wife, and woman should stick to one husband, that is commendable.
Is it possible for a mere Baba follower to become an initiate of Kirpal Singh?
It is for them to see. You see, if they are not satisfied there, they will have to come up. He had left the body.
Good morning, and welcome to the Satsang from Master Kripal Singh. The recording you just heard was Master's talk and question and answer session given at the Galt Ocean Mile Hotel in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, on December the 9th, 1972. Our reader this morning is Sheila Gilmore. Hello, Sheila.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. I am reading today from The Night is a Jungle, which is what I was reading last time. I'm reading the section called The Mind Replies to the Soul, and I'm picking up where I left off the last time I read. Only through rising above the body and entering the Gagan lies the true happiness. But this is not in the mind's power, so he says we should go to the Satguru and plead to him to take us out of here. He has the love, and we are prisoners. He also has come as a prisoner just for our sakes. He put on this bag of filth, this human form, just to release us. O Satguru, if you do not help us, then who can? He who has left the house and is standing on the roof can catch hold of another's hand and drag him up. The powerful guru drags the soul out. By giving a boost, the complete master gives an experience of rising above body consciousness. We need this help. Otherwise, how would we rise above by ourselves? We get an inner contact and a taste of the nectar of Nam, which, by devoting more time in meditation, becomes the Maharas, the greater nectar, which withdraws one completely from the outer attractions. So with Nam, the mind can be controlled. And to receive connection with Nam, one must go to the Satguru. A Muslim prophet says that this mind can never be killed unless one comes under the shadow of a peer or master. The attention can be stilled in the company of a sadhu, the master. Then the stillness of mind is realized. Even the scriptures cannot be fully understood without the master's company, for with stillness of mind, all things are seen in true perception, unconfused. True understanding does not come when sitting at home and thinking. The master's company is something like an ocean's breakwater, which, when the waves dash against it, breaks the impact of their force so that they become less boisterous. In that very same water, one can swim without danger. The master's company has a charging, a wonderful stillness. In the company of the saint, the Lord seems near. This is the result of the radiation which permeates and surrounds the master. So in satsang, we become aware of the truth for a while, even at our first visit, but we again wander away. So the mind tells us the solution for these difficulties. If you want to control me, take the nectar of Nam. I cannot leave the enjoyments, for just by seeing some attraction, I become helpless and a recklessness is born in me, heedless of everything. I say, let me do it now and never mind the consequences. So let us go to the Satguru and plead with him to take us out of this predicament. Let us place ourselves at his feet, you and me. Through that satsang, we will gain something. The mind is now willing to leave all its cleverness and appeal to the Satguru. Satsang is the name we give to the company of an awakened soul. A Satguru makes a satsang. The company of learned people or the reading of books may be most interesting, but it is not a satsang. There has to be one present who has risen above mind and senses and who has become truly awakened. A Muslim saint says, the whole world is asleep, and brother, you also are asleep with it. How can a sleeping man awaken another who is also asleep? At satsang, there is great charging, but you must be connected to it. It is no good just sitting there. Furthermore, your attention should be on the Master alone. Even if you are thousands of miles from him physically, you can still enjoy satsang. Naturally, there is more benefit in being completely attentive near his physical presence, for you will get a direct charging. But no matter where you are, you will still have help if you are receptive. Some people ask, what is the actual effect of satsang? Well, if you tie a wild horse to a stake, he will naturally make a run for it. But when he reaches the end of the tether, he will be brought up with a jerk. He may try to run away several times, but will always be pulled up by the tether. Satsang has some effect like this on the mind, and after repeating a few times, the inclination to run away grows less, until it eventually learns to still itself. Satsang also cleanses the bad smells which come from the habits of lust, anger, greed, etc. That is, if the person is receptive. He becomes something different. Why do masters come and what is their work? They release the soul from mind and senses and connect it with Nam. They come only for this purpose, although they go through many difficulties and work hard. People abuse them and call them atheists, but they are not concerned and carry on with the work. Eventually, the mind realizes that to go to such a soul is the only remedy. Leaving body consciousness is the first step. If the soul does not go further and achieve Trigun Atit above the three regions, it will not get the permanent peace. Go to the Satguru and obey him. The words of a complete master I tie on my heart. Tie his words close to you. They should not enter from one ear and leave from the other. Tie them securely in your heart. When the Satguru showers his mercy, every moment he protects me. If you go to someone for protection with a sincere heart, putting all your hopes in him after all the disappointment and defeat, he has to accept and protect you on principle. He is not concerned that you may be a great sinner. He sees only that you are a soul at the mercy of the mind and senses. His work is to release this soul and release also the mind from the sense enjoyments and to give the nectar of Nam through which the life can be turned into success. He does not care if people consider him good or bad or if one has faith in him or not. Yet he will never leave those who are under his care. Christ said, I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee until the end of the world. Hazur used to say that when the Satguru gives initiation, he does not rest until he has taken the disciple to the lap of Satnam or Satpurush. You may leave him and put your attention elsewhere, but he does not forsake you. So, brothers, obey my direction, do your meditation even if it be a little, and increase whatever experience you have been given. See into each action of your daily life and keep a diary. Do not leave off your bhajan and simran. There is a remedy for mistakes, but there is no remedy for disobeying, and the road is long for such people. Those who have Nam will definitely reach God, but it will be a long journey for whoever disobeys the instructions. You have to do it, whether in one birth, two, or four, so why not now? Remember that the disciple who always has his face turned toward the Guru draws the Guru's attention. If you keep someone in your heart, you will reside in theirs. The tortoise lays her eggs in the sand and yet herself remains in the water, but her attention is always directed to the eggs. It does not matter if the disciple is in a different place than the master. When the master directs his attention, the disciple should be receptive. That is all that is necessary. If there is receptivity in both hearts, then? Kabir Sahib says that even if the disciple is separated from the guru by seven oceans, still they can be one through the attention. Turn your face and direct your attention to him. A man once wrote to me that the Satguru was closer to him than anything else, and whether it was early morning or night, he comes and sits beside him, talking to him and giving such amazing talks containing information with very deep meanings. The man said that he had written down 20 such talks from the inner master. Now, surely the guru must be something other than just a physical form. He does have a physical form, but he is not imprisoned therein. He comes as a doctor for those who are captured by mind, senses, and worldly attraction. Outwardly, there may be no apparent difference between him and us, yet he is certainly not a prisoner as we are. If you think of him as merely a man, what will you receive? At the most, he will make a good man of you. If you think he has no higher spiritual powers, then how will he give you spiritual help? Make a wave of receptivity from heart to heart. This is the way to realize the Lord. Become even a little receptive, and the Master in you will restrain you when you're in danger of going wrong. As a mother cares for her child, the Satguru cares a million times more. Even a gambler with the worst of habits will be loved and cared for by his mother. She will never allow him to starve. Having received the protection of a God-realized man, do you think he would ever forget you? Keep your face turned toward him, and even with the outer eyes, observe how much you get. I cannot rise of my own strength unless the guru will release me from bondage. The mind has not the strength to rise above this jungle. He must have assistance from the greater power of the guru, a complete master who will break all fetters. Life after life, one is slave to the world, and after death, one will again come to the world. Heaven and hell, again and again birth. Hearing all this, the soul was overjoyed. Let us quickly go and get our fetters cut. It is naturally a great day for the soul when mind at last is willing to cooperate. And once that awareness is there, without delay, it wants to be at the feet of the Satguru. It instinctively knows that he is the very life of all life who will release it from the miseries and strife. Whenever the mind has clear understanding and is inclined toward God, then quickly sit down for meditation. Do not wait for tomorrow. Do not wait even a few hours, or his mood will change, and again he will cheat you out of the benefit. No matter what you are doing, when mind and soul are one, sit in meditation at once. Who knows what will happen in the next minute? Such an ideal mood is rare and valuable. There should be no delaying to take advantage. Both entered into the protection of satsang. They drank again and again the overflowing nectar of Nam. When mind and soul sit together in harmony at the feet of a true master, both drink the water of life. When the master gives a sitting and the mind is willing to go with the soul, both taste the nectar. Drink a cup and become intoxicated. Guru Nanak says, O Nanak, the intoxication of Nam inebriates day and night. So this is the secret. If you want to taste that divine nectar of the Nam, make the mind your friend and companion and get some work out of him, for he is a lover of enjoyment, and in the Nam is great sweetness, tasting which all other tastes become insipid. This science is not for any particular religion. It is purely the solution to a man problem. Anyone no matter to which religion they belong, may have the benefit of this solution, which has been described so beautifully in this hymn. If you start today what has been recommended, you will be on the way to success and to achieving the true happiness, which is everlasting. There is no need to regard your situation as hopeless. There is hope for everybody. No matter how bad or low or cruel a man is, yet there is hope for him. For the Satguru is a true washerman who purifies by washing away the dirt of the senses. Just do what he says. Do not be a manmukh, but become a gurumukh. By merely looking at a master, you will not get salvation. Remember that. Just by seeing the guru, salvation does not come, while you do not love the Satguru's words. Do whatever the master says. Follow his advice, obey him, and become receptive to him. For the soul gains strength through receptivity. The work which may seem impossible just now will become easy. All sins are burned away in the company of a true master, and from a true master you can receive the precious gift of Nam. The Satguru is so powerful that not only the disciple gets benefit, but those who love the disciple will also gain his protection. This has been proven by historic spiritual records. In my own life, there is an instance of a cousin of mine who fell seriously ill, and her father, my uncle, wrote and asked me if I would go and see her. He wrote that I should lose no time, as her condition was extremely dangerous. In those days, I was in Lahore and had come under the grace and protection of Hazur Baba Sawan Singh Ji. As I received the letter, that very night I left Lahore by train and arrived the next day at my cousin's village at about 1 or 2 p.m. I was then told what had happened the night before. At the time I was leaving Lahore, my sick cousin said to her father, "He has come and there is an elderly man with him." She then described how I went away after telling the elderly man that this was the patient. She said to her father, "Don't let Bapaji go." The father replied, "But he is not here." She said, "Yes, he came with this man, but now he is going." From that very moment, her condition started to change for the better. And when I reached there, she was much improved and asked me why I had left after coming to see her the night before. I explained that I had not come then, and that whosoever had to come had come. She recovered completely from her sickness, and I asked her one day, "If I show you that elderly man, will you recognize him?" She said, "Yes, of course." So when Hazur was in Rawalpindi for some 2 months program, I took her there. We were standing on the veranda of Lala Rajaramji's house when I saw Hazur coming in the distance. I said, "Look there. Who is that coming?" She cried, "Why, it is the same man who came with you that night to see me." So wherever there is affinity, that law of affinity will work. If your affinity has been developed, you will get protection. Just see what great blessing can be received from the Satguru. It is another criterion of true masters, and wherever the true master is, you will find thousands of such instances. They do not make a show of miracles, but miracles in varying degrees are a frequent occurrence with each disciple. There must be reasons for the high praise of masters, which is found in the holy scriptures and records, although this does not include, of course, the so-called acting, posing type of master, of which the world has an abundance these days. Both together rise above the gagan and become intoxicated with nectar of the shabad. Go into and, the astral plane, and then brahmand, the causal plane, and catch the higher sound from there. taste that nectar, and then go even higher to catch a higher sound, and then taste that nectar. In the huge domain of Mahakal, the greater negative power, there is sound upon sound vibrating. When you reach Mahakal, the mind remains there, for he cannot go beyond that. From there, the soul goes on alone to its true home after personifying itself. Radha Swami bestowed his mercy upon them. They were showered with diamonds, pearls, and rubies. The word Radha Swami has been used here to mean the Lord himself. Sometimes it is used for the guru, from which human pole the Lord speaks out. We should have respect for all names given to the Lord. When the Lord showers his mercy, the Satguru's compassionate eye falls upon the soul, and both the soul and the mind start rising above. In that glance, there is upliftment beyond any price. You could not buy it with millions. And yet, the fortunate receive it free of charge. It is a matter of receptivity and devotion. Radha Swami showered such grace through which I conquered the bowl of negativity. The Lord, sitting at the human pole, makes it possible for the soul to overcome all negativeness. In the Gurbani, it is asked, what is the negative power? I can kick it out or remove it altogether and replace it. The records containing the words of the great masters have an authoritative truth in them, for only the masters, or anyone else on whom they may shower grace, see the true state of affairs. The negative power has no standing unless with the approval of the positive. But we are misguided, foolish people who sometimes allow ourselves to be drawn away from the true guru. Forgive me, but this happens. No matter what difficulties come, no matter what your condition may be, never leave hold of the guru's hand for your own sake. You will have intoxication and upliftment in the company of him at whose human form the Lord himself is working. It is a natural law that you will go to that stage which your master has reached. This true intoxication can only be enjoyed in company with the truth, not from books, etc., although you may read your whole life through. There is a certain stillness in that company, and everything becomes clarified. For the waves of radiation issuing forth from that pole have a clarifying quality. Therefore, all doubts regarding the Lord, what he is not, are removed. Just being near to a master gives one a feeling that God is within one's reach. If one lives with full attention within the close surrounding of a master, the negative power and illusion cannot affect you. Swamiji Maharaj has also said that the soul transcends that place where negative and illusion go on beating their breasts. In other words, they cry out to see the soul escaping from their clutches. This escape can only happen with the grace of a Samrath Purush, a complete master. Otherwise, who has the power to leave the senses' enjoyments, even though 1,000 kinds of knowledgeable meditation be done? Dadu Sarv has said that a true sadhu is he who does not stretch out his hand to gold and women. One must rise above all enjoyments and not be ruled by greed and lust. For while one remains under their influence, no real progress can be made. The quicker we withdraw, the quicker will be our progress. Even daily promotion can be achieved. Not only will one see the truth with the inner eye, but will discern easily and openly the true situation in outer life. Those who have already realized the truth did not themselves drop straight from heaven. So it is the hereditary right of each human being to realize himself and realize God. Those who have already come to the feet of a true master are greatly blessed indeed. There may be one, two, or more in the world. The more the better, naturally. History tells of occasions where they have been more than two at one time, and quite often two at once. Do not get into confusion. Go to any master, but just be sure that he is a true master. What is the criterion for this? He must take you above the body consciousness for a while, open your inner eye, and give you an experience. Go to whoever gives this way up. You may call him by any name you like, guru, sadhu, mahatma, master, or anything else. When they asked Hazur what to call him, he said, call me brother, or think of me as a teacher, or equal to your father, but live according to my advice. And when you reach the higher regions and see there the glory of the guru, you may say what is in your heart. We often suffer from the mistake of sitting on the outside, discussing the opinions of others about the master. But how can anyone have faith if they have not seen his true form? Real faith comes when you leave your body and go into the higher realms of light and see that power working there, and see clearly also that same power working in this world. There is a village near Bulandshahr in UP, and in that village a certain satsangi had a farm. This happened some years back. This satsangi had grown a very nice crop of watermelons, and eventually they were ready for gathering. The farmer and his workers had intended to gather them in one day, but due to the large crop, the sunset hour approached before they could collect all the melons, so they planned to continue the next morning. When one worker suggested guarding the fruit in the night, the satsangi said, do not worry, the guru is overhead, so you may rest and be ready for the work tomorrow. While they slept, a band of thieves came in the night to steal the fruit. They had started gathering the melons when one thief looked up and saw a Sikh coming toward him brandishing a stick. He turned to call out to his confederates, but then he saw an amazing sight. Each thief was being chased by a Sikh, and each Sikh had identically the same appearance. These Sikhs gave them all a good beating and drove them off the land. The next day, when the satsangi went into his fields, he saw many watermelons gathered and left on the ground. And he could not understand why, if someone had gathered them, they had not taken them away. After a week or so, that very band of thieves came to that satsangi farmer and begged him for forgiveness. They told him all that had happened and said that since that night, each one of them had suffered so much with pain and high fever, which would not leave them, that they had come to plead for his forgiveness. The farmer said, I am nothing that I can forgive you, but my guru is a complete master. At this, they entreated him to take them to the guru, at which he agreed, and brought them here to the ashram. So the purpose of this story is that we should always keep our face toward the guru. That is all. That guru power is not the physical body, but it resides in that physical form. Greatly blessed are those that have come to the feet of a true master and through his mercy have received the contact with Nam. This hymn came from one of the true masters. How openly they describe the facts. It is most necessary to understand properly and having understood to then inherit that very thing. Even a single hymn is enough if you live up to it. That is the end of that section, The Mind Replies to the Soul, and I'll pick up at the next section the next time I read. Thank you, Master.
And thank you, Sheila, for reading for us. There were 84 people at today's satsang. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And thank you, Master, for providing this for us.
So, I love you as friends, I would say. I regard you as the children of light. Because I love God, and that light is everywhere, so I have to love you and I regard to you as well.